As somebody gives them to you and they're free.
By Donnie Iris. And that was...
Yeah.
It's bad advice.
To Leah Hall.
No, because they're free.
Who we love.
If someone's going to, you know, give you a rail, by all means, partake.
Are you really going to do that?
Yeah, I just did.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that is very terrible.
Because you don't want to waste it. You don't want to be rude.
Because the funny man is not only a funny man, he's a terrible man.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right,
funny.
It's 3 o'clock on the button. And this week I do, every week I've started doing the threesome at 3, which I think we all enjoy as well. Because who doesn't want a threesome at 3 o'clock on a Friday?
This is when Collar and I leave the room because you get a little too into your threesome. We usually go get our coffees at this time.
All right. Enough out of you, funny man. You really have. Anyways, this week I have chosen the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
So we are going to do the Red Hot Chili Peppers threesome at 3, and we'll be back with some silly news, the wheel of music, and...
The usual shenanigans.
Not to be confused with unusual shenanigans.
So we'll be right back, boys and girls. Want to take us out, Chris?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo. I got your hey, yo, now listen.
By a world so undecided, and there's no
All right, boys and girls. Of course, that was the threesome at three of Beavis and Butthead. No, I'm just kidding. That was from the Beavis and Butthead Do America movie, and that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that was Roller Coaster, originally done by the Ohio Players.
The Ohio Players.
And it was like a discotheque in the studio for a little while. And before that was Other Side. That's me and Chris's song from every Tuesday. We used to go to Chili's, and they'd shut us off at the fajita buffet.
They closed down at least three locations
since then?
Yes, they did,
because of us. And before that was Snow, One Hot Minute, the Chili Peppers. All right, that was the threesome at three. And welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It is 3:16 in the afternoon, and it's rainy, of course. I was hoping maybe our weatherman, our actual weatherman, would call in. I mean, he may. I mean, he texted me back for once, which was good. But for right now,
well, Paulie, in his defense, I did text him the number.
Yes, you did.
He could be calling Calhoun's right now for takeout, knowing me.
He could be calling for the, what is that, the pillow? What is that pillow?
The My Pillow.
Yeah, My Pillow.
Just use code GIDDYUP.
I don't think he needs it because he sleeps a lot. So, anyways, what are we doing now?
We got some news stories.
We have some news stories. Yes, madam. Would you like to take it away?
Oh,
DJ
sure.
DJ Kala?
Yes. All right. Have. Ready for this one?
I don't know if we're ready for anything.
We have a man in a bunny suit who blew an air horn at the police. So we got this guy.
What?
Yep.
An air horn?
An air horn.
It was just one guy, right?
One guy.
We're in the clear.
Walks into a New Jersey police station and decides to wear a bunny suit and blow an air horn.
Well, I've always wanted to do that, but not in a bunny suit, I think. I mean, you know, it could be done more stealth than that.
Yeah, I would like to do in a gorilla suit myself.
Police officer Nicholas Maresca has pleaded not guilty to charges of simple assault and harassment after he struck the bunny over the head.
How can you hit a bunny? Wow.
He was using an air horn in their lobby.
That's animal cruelty. You can't do that.
I think I would have smacked him one, too.
Well, I'll let you finish, but I was hoping he at least brought candy.
Nope, he brought his brother, though, who also came in the lobby and recorded this event and has the police officer on video.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Imagine this? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the police...
The world has gone crazy.
Truly. Truly, truly. How
Only
about this one?
In New Jersey.
Yep. How about the burglar that broke into a preschool, had some snacks, and decided to take a nap? It's like a modern-day Goldilocks.
I guess, right?
Right? This burglar climbed through.
He started at the pupil's desk, wound up on the floor, then in the teacher's desk.
Yeah. In an unlocked window at Clara's Little Lamb Preschool in New Orleans, just after 11 p.m.
How much candy did he eat?
he pushed
around
his
the room
way.
Six times, then he crashed.
Pushed his way over a crib and a stack of chairs, then walked through the preschool rooms while eating food taken from the staff break room, police said. He ended the night by constructing a makeshift bed and taking a nap. He left the preschool by climbing through the same unlocked window Tuesday morning, and he made off with two bags of items.
Wow. I don't know one kid that would leave their candy in school.
No.
Trust me.
This is preschool. No, this was the teacher's snacks he took.
Oh, he took the teacher's.
Yeah. And this isn't the first time a burglar's been indulged.
She probably... he or she probably strong-armed the kids for a piece each.
Oh. On Monday,
so now
awesome.
I don't feel that bad.
You know, too funny.
So now, did this guy hit other preschools? Is he a serial sleeper?
No, we have a woman that also on Monday was arrested for allegedly breaking into singer Drake's home in Southern California and then drinking his water and soda pop.
She was hoping for Drake's cakes. Wrong Drake's, chubby. Well,
yeah. Nothing else was taken from the rapper's home. No idea what that's all about.
Later, she went to Chance the Rapper's home and tried to get a kick up, kick that far.
I beat in your pool. I beat in your pool. I beat in your pool. I
Oh my.
That was the guy that broke into Drake's house. He peed in his pool.
Oh, man.
I peed in your pool. Oh. Yay! I peed in your pool. I peed in your pool.
Come on, that's funny.
Have a nice day. Have a nice
day. Is that it?
That's all we have for news.
Ms. Collins, that was it. Two short stories. That's fine. It's 3:20. 3:21.
What do you want to do now? Would you like to go straight into the wheel?
If you,
let's do that. I think that's a nice way. We go music.
I would say let's go straight to the wheel.
Yeah.
You going to roll it again?
No, we don't have to roll it again.
It landed
on 86.
All right. God bless Frankie. Last week, when you asked him to spin the wheel,
yes,
the look of fear on his face.
I know, because he's never spun a wheel in his life.
I was told no math.
Wow.
Poor guy. I know, that wheel is a bit convoluted.
Yes.
Oh, man. Alrighty, so once again, as your DJ and host, Paul Brandt, said, that we have landed on 1986.
86, yes.
Once again, the year Paul did lose his virginity.
I remember that year well, yes.
Yes. Alright, so starting off at number 20, you may remember this song. Oh, am I up?
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon me up, Sammy.
All right. You're up now, sir.
Yes. OMD, Orchestral Movers in the Dark. But If You Leave, and if you're having visions of Pretty in Pink and Molly Ringwald at the end of Pretty in Pink. Never seen it?
Yeah. I saw it.
There you go. This one.
Oh, I love Molly Ringwald.
Oh, yeah. I told you a story about my buddy, Tom. You know Tom, obviously, very well. Tom Farrell calling her up every week when we found her phone number.
Really?
Yeah, because this is Tom Farrell from Genuity DSL. I want to make sure your internet's working. You can give me a call. Except,
why? He was infatuated with her?
Well, who wasn't? It's Molly Ringwald.
I know.
Yeah, he was. It was hysterical.
Yeah, I love redheads.
And this is a song I don't recall too well. It's Atlantic Star, who I remember, with Secret Lovers.
That was a huge hit.
Oh, Atlantic Star.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This is David Allen Boucher.
Yeah, exactly.
Secret Lovers.
That's right. From 1986, this is Secret Lovers.
Oh, my God. Weren't we doing this the other night? We were talking with our eshes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes, we were.
Oh, you should have been there. It was beautiful. At number 18, Lounge Lizards Made Good, Miami Sound Machine with Bad Boy.
You could be this guy.
Hey, buddy.
You make me feel so good.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I tried my best.
All right, next three, we don't have any clips. I Think It's Love by Jermaine Jackson. Number 16, going solo from her Fleetwood Mac friends, is Stevie Nicks with I Can't Wait. If you ever get a chance, please watch this video. It's Bob Seger, American Storm. It is so cheesy. It has Randy Quaid in it.
What video from the 80s wasn't so cheesy?
Over the top. There's dialogue in the middle where, what are you doing, man? Seriously, Randy Quaid, rock video. Dialogue. Don't miss it.
Okay.
And it... Get out of here! At number 14... Take Me Home, Phil Collins.
I love Phil Collins.
Well, you may remember in 1986, I got the Phil Collins haircut.
You were bald? No,
you
I don't remember.
The look on your face was the same look Frankie had when you asked him to spin the wheel. And Josie at number 13. Your Love.
The outfield. Nice. I can't get up that high, but.
Third quarter at a Patriots game. You'll see Scott Zolak going crazy with Josie, as he calls it. But the actual, it's called Your Love. Once again, the outfield. Don't look for their second hit. It's not there. Number 12. Eddie Murphy, what have you done for me lately? Do you remember that?
Yes, Eddie Murphy. Special? I do remember that.
Janet Jackson.
And rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy, yeah. So, no clips for the next couple ones. So, number 11 is R.O.C.K. in the USA by John Cougar Mellencamp. He was Cougar back then.
Mm-hmm.
Tender Love by Force MDs. Force MDs. Force MDs was, well, they lost their license to practice. Why Can't This Be Love by Van Hagar.
I don't know.
At number 8. The Rolling Stones from their Dirty Work album, The Harlem Shuffle. At number 7, no clip, unfortunately. Actually, fortunately, because I hated the song. It was called Let's Go All the Way by Sly Fox. Now we're getting into some of my favorites here. At number 6, this band I think would still be playing if the lead singer did not die. In Excess, What You Need. Listen Like Thieves, one of my favorite
albums
of that year.
Could have been one of the best bands of all time.
From Here to the X and
doubt.
Kick, those three albums, humongous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I almost tried out for that band when they were looking for a new singer.
Yeah, but you showed up with a saxophone, so. You confused
no, it
everybody.
It was a cello. I don't play the saxophone.
Hello?
Number 5. Another one of my favorites from the era. Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. At number 4, not one of my favorites, Rock Me Amadeus by Falco.
Come on, Falco was the man.
Jerry Lewis, Rock Me Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis. At number 3, another guy we lost way too soon, died of a heart attack while on tour in Italy. It's Robert Palmer. Addicted to Love, and of course those videos with the
with the
robotic
women.
Models.
Yeah,
very iconic.
Yeah, I really liked Robert Palmer.
Yeah,
I definitely did.
Yeah, great album, Riptide, by the way, full of hits. And at number 2, an all-gal band with a song written under the pseudonym Christopher. No, I did not write this. It was actually the name Prince used as the character in Under a Cherry Moon. This is Manic Monday.
I know what it is.
But we don't know what they know. I know you know. You're like a music savant with this stuff.
You are.
Well, you're as bad as me, you goof. Manic Monday, and Paulie and I were talking about this. So this was written a couple of years before the Bengals recorded it.
Yeah.
Prince was obsessed with the singer, Susanna Hoffs.
Yes.
Crazy obsessed.
Who wasn't?
So... Yeah, this is a band. They're about to record their second album. Yeah, I know. You like the drummer. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. So he was, following them around. And this is, the second album is about to come out. And Prince is going, hey, I got a song for you guys to record. They're over the moon until he started showing up at every gig. Hey, can I play guitar? Hey, can I show up?
He doesn't talk like that, though.
Yes, he does. Dearly beloved. Yes, go watch Purple Rain. No, that's Michael Jackson.
No. All right, well, we'll hear this song that's at number 1, Christopher.
Yes.
Can we get to that, please?
Yeah, so number 1, unfortunately passed away 1 year ago to the
today.
Day.
Today.
Wow.
And
it doesn't even seem like a year, does
and,
it?
And just
we
think,
did a whole show dedicated to go ahead, Chris.
To Prince, but for some reason he played nothing but Dexy's Midnight Runners. So, I think it's funny that the day he died in 86 to the day he had the number 1 song.
Wow.
Yes. All right, so the number 1 song from 1986 on this date was Kiss by Prince. We're going to play it to its fruition.
And we'll get sexy dancing too.
We will. We'll be right back, kids.
Just leave it all to me. I'm gonna show you.
Kiss. That's right. That was the number one song on this day in 1986. And this next one goes out to my partner in crime, the funny Christ.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. All alone, talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
just
Yes. Yes, boys and girls, as the funny man said, the DJ Christ, that was Soundgarden. Previously, before that, was Blood, Sweat, and Tears and the Chili Peppers.
Prince.
Oh, Prince. I'm sorry, yeah. Kiss. So that's never been done on radio to this date and probably never will be again.
Until next week. We top that.
Well, we can top it without a doubt. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, 342 to the Giddy Up. On 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful rainy state of Medford, Mass. And as Chris, the Christ says, it's rainy. But, you know, he's if anybody could stop it, it would be him. And I don't know why you haven't.
I'm going to turn all this water to wine tomorrow.
Oh, that would be... Why tomorrow? Why not now?
No, it's Friday.
Well, I don't know. Just want to let it accumulate a little.
All right.
Jeez. I haven't thought this one through.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, since the breeze didn't call us, so this weekend is going to look better than today, I promise you. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, although, you know, I don't think it's going to pour rain. It wasn't pouring rain. It was just rainy. So
rainy enough.
So if you planned anything outside, going to the Stoneham Zoo or, I don't know,
anything. What are you going to Stoneham Zoo for?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you do outside?
There's a lot more to do outside.
You know what? Go to the aquarium instead because you'll be inside.
Nice walk. Hold hands.
Around the lake.
It's lingering.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I do the weather?
No.
Quinnip House.
It's lingering shower, possibility of AM, along with partly fog and drizzle, which doesn't... You know what? That's like my every Saturday night. So, you know, I have a chance of fog and drizzle. So,
that's how I felt this morning after last night's drink fest.
Yeah, drizzle too.
Yeah, anyways, fog. A lot of fog.
Yeah, and Sunday, my fun day, clouds and breakfast.
Actually, I've got a nicer one. I got sunny.
So
and 56.
Go for breakfast at the
Chuck Wagon. Thank go you. Early.
Go to the Chuck Wagon Diner because it's going to be clouds and chance of breakfast.
I've got sunny in 56.
Oh, that's your weekend weather. Hey,
he's in another.
I'm
state.
Not a meteorologist, pal.
What do I look like, Bruce Schregler over here?
Who the hell is that?
No, you don't look like a porn
he's a
star.
Man from the 70s.
That's a gay porn star, isn't it? Bruce Schwegler?
You know, remember he's on Channel 4? Maybe he was a gay porn star, too.
Anyways, it's that time. And unfortunately, we don't, because it freaked her out.
Yeah.
For Carla's Corner. Last time I played the theme music. I don't know what you want to call it, but... It kind of freaked her out a little bit, so
we're still playing around with this.
Chris are going to do your
there was a
theme
meeting
music.
Of the minds before this.
One, two, three, and
time for Carla's Corner, time you up.
Wing! Good job, guys.
So it is time for Carla's Corner. So yeah. Take it away.
There will be better theme music at some point.
Desperado. Take it away.
All right. Tell me about a mistake that you made.
That song.
Yeah. That little jingle that me and Chris came up with.
Yeah.
Tell me about one of the many other mistakes you've made. Do you want to list?
We don't have enough time in the show.
All right. Pick one.
Whew.
Come on.
Really?
1989.
You're just giving the year?
Entire year.
The whole year?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. All right. Polly?
Time I was drunk and I fell into a manhole.
That must have
which
been
time?
Entertaining.
Which time?
What weekend was that?
Last weekend.
Hey, some of my biggest mistakes have been haircuts, so.
No, you have beautiful hair.
Oh, but there was some fun adventures with it.
Not even going to
go
there.
Well, you didn't have to have your, penis extracted from a manhole.
Did you leave leave that part in there.
Yeah, you'll never forget prom night, will you, there, Brant?
No, I won't. No.
Alrighty then. Moving on. If you could do anything or wish for anything that would come true, what would you wish?
Who is it on, me?
Oh, yeah, you're up.
For my daughter to have a wonderful life.
Aww.
See, these questions are supposed to be dirty.
Side.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I always say, you know, good health and prosperity to all my friends.
See,
you know?
That wasn't a good question for
all
us.
Right,
yeah.
All right, so, all right, here's a crazy question.
Yes.
What's your favorite body part on your human body and why?
My body or someone else's?
Oh, I don't know. Make us laugh.
Well, the vagina!
Jesus.
He's been in the... What? What? You have a vagina?
Not mine. And she said anybody's.
Oh, anybody's.
I guess. You said you wanted something offbeat. You got it.
I have to tend to agree with Chris, as long as there's no meat curtains.
Oh, my God.
We're off the air. There was a drone strike on the antenna. The FCC drone is out.
Unbelievable.
John, question that's somewhere between the last two. Not so far out there, but not so far in there.
See, it depends on how I phrase it and how you take it, because you two can take the silliest little innocent question and just make it.
I got an idea. You say the question, and then you come up with answers we can't give.
I don't think that
could. I don't think she could even tap into our brains.
No.
And if she could, she'd be a billionaire.
I am sorry. I love...
rock and roll?
Nice. Yes, I do. I love nice legs on a woman. Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Hair. Nice hair. Nothing worse than a bald broad.
What are you talking about? Hairy legs?
No, hair. A nice hair, you know, nice flowing locks.
Like you used to have?
Yes,
in the 80s.
Moving on.
Nothing worse than...
You definitely were a beautiful woman in the 80s.
Thank you.
He
took me to his prom. Yeah. Did you know that?
No, come on.
He did. Yeah. Strapped a dress on me and gave me $50.
No,
it was awesome.
Sir.
Yeah, nobody knew he was a man.
I don't believe him. Crazy guys. All right, tell me the worst punishment you had when you were a child and that you should probably get again.
And probably should get again.
I added that last.
Oh, my, yeah. Oh,
I don't. That's
an easy one.
That second part, really? Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. There was no.
We'll stick with the first.
Yeah, probably. There was no. You know, I wasn't beaten as a kid. I obviously can tell I should have been.
I was,
but silent treatment was awful, awful.
And you want that again?
No, I don't.
Oh,
want
that's
that
just
again.
The first part. Yeah, we don't want the second part of that question.
I think she was trying to be funny.
She was being funny. It's a comedy show.
Was
he can't even get. He's dying over there. Could you repeat the question?
No, you don't have to. It was being denied sex from my pet.
That was a punishment.
I'm just kidding.
It's pet turtle.
Obviously.
Lord.
It's pet turtle.
No, I don't even want to say it because, you know, certain people should be listening. And, yeah, I was beaten as a kid, as you said you weren't. Good for you.
Yeah, I should have been.
All right. You guys usually late, early, or right on time?
Oh, me? I'm
early.
Yeah.
You're early?
You're early.
Yeah. I'm probably the worst. Late all the time.
You are.
Or
that is true.
To the moment. Like, right on time, usually.
Yeah. I like being a little...
Yeah.
I'm not coming to the party early, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, you mean like a meeting or something like work-related?
No,
I don't know.
I'm
These
definitely
are
late
questions.
When it comes to that, but...
yeah, I'd like to be... Yeah, if it's like a social affair, you want the room to... you know, fill out a little, and all of a sudden the Sunshine Boys walk in, and it's a party.
There you go.
Absolutely.
By the way, Sunshine Boys.
I know.
Is,
that's
yeah.
us. Yeah.
I kind of figured.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your last question. What do you think would be the hardest thing for you to give up on?
Women.
To give up on opening a bottle of ketchup.
What?
That's why he calls me all the time.
For ketchup?
Paulie, can you come to Wakefield and open this bottle of ketchup for me?
Okay, again, I'm at a loss for words.
Oh, it's supposed to be comedic. I wasn't going
right,
to give you...
You answer that last question as well.
I don't know.
Don't tell me you don't know.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Really?
Really.
Oh, now I get it. I thought it was like giving up like a... Oh, you mean to give up? Like
yeah,
to give
up on something.
Like. Oh, I'm
yeah,
thinking
like
yeah. you don't want to give up.
Interpret it differently. Yeah,
okay. Not give up in a second,
like,
but
I
give
up
permanently.
Oh, like not like I give up. Like no,
that would be
just,
a cell phone.
Yeah.
I would say that would be my answer for Chris.
Oh, the hardest thing for me to give up. Oh, sports.
Oh
it's
yeah,
sports
yeah. If I could not watch sports, I would jump off the
you know what?
Bridge.
The Tobin.
I don't care what any bridge.
Well, you can't jump off a kiddie bridge that, you know, it's like 2 feet that the water runs under.
One on Boston Ave. It's not too bad right there.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd have to be a bridge of moderate size.
Thank you. Moderate. How do you define moderate? Never mind.
Are we going out
not
with the
too
jingle?
High, not too low.
Just right in the, yeah. You know, Chris has showered with me before. Not in the, we played sports is what I mean. And so probably that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Showering after a ball game. I could never give that up.
Oh, my goodness.
Showering with
I
the
really
boys.
I really have to find some different sources for questions for next week.
Or it doesn't not. Matter. You can find the cleanest questions. We're going to turn them dirty.
I know. They get twisted.
All right, kids. 3:54. I'm going to play one more song. We're going to come back with our goodbyes.
Yep.
And take us out, Christopher.
You're listening to 91.5, the Giddy Up on WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids, with some more nonsense.
Even if you try, yeah, you're banging your head against. choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Oh, oh, oh. Never, oh, oh, oh. Never, we can go on. Never, we can go on. Never, oh, oh, oh. Never, 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 oh, oh. Never, 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 we can go on. We can go on. We can go on. We can go on. We can go on.
That's right, boys and girls, we can't go on. Not without you beautiful listeners that we love so much. Anyways, it's time to say our goodbyes. 3:58 in the afternoon. Thank you for listening to the Giddy Up. I'm going to send it to Miss Carla first.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We had a great time like we always do. Lots of laughs.
We do.
Lots of sunshine even on this rainy day. So keep it going all weekend and we'll see you next week.
Christopher. I'm sorry. The funny man. Christopher the funny man.
Oh, well, hey, everybody, tomorrow is Earth Day. Last year, that's I was right out of town for it.
Oh.
he was off the planet. He was in Mars.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day. Get out, enjoy it. Once again, thank you all for listening. And go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Pauly B.
Thank you, sir. We are going to take a 166-hour break because we definitely need it. I know Chris needs it. He needs a nap after every show. That is what he was just telling me.
It's like eating a big steak.
So, anyways, you guys, thank you very much. You know, always be a rock and never roll. Stay Boston strong, as I always, always say. Stay Giddy Up strong as well. And I want to apologize to Matthew McConaughey, as I always do. Okay. And we're sorry that we couldn't get you on once again, because we love him. He's the best. Anyways, kids, we'll see you next week.